Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Max and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night of Max and Friends. We're kicking it tonight because I want to know what your dreams are. You know, we talk about dreams all the time. And I have Dr. Dina Brown joining us tonight. I also have our girl, Brianna, from Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid, which airs Thursday nights on Lifetime. And one of my besties in the whole world, I call her my niece, Kaya. She's going to join me because we're going to talk about the Millennial Whisperer. Dr. Dina Brown is going to talk about dreams and how to act. And what do you need to make your dreams come true? First, you need a dream. So everyone who comes to Hollywood got a dream. What's your dream? Speaking of Hollywood, I'm here live in the LA Talk Radio studios. Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. Hit me up there and let me know what's going on in your life. In addition, you can email me, max@maxtucci.com, and hashtag Max and Friends and just be part of the fun. Also, I have a new, well, not that new, but an Instagram, public Instagram by popular demand, by popular asking. So at Max Tucci Radio, and thank you all for joining me there. We're like at something like 11,000 followers or something, and not very much of a long time. So I thank you all for taking the time to chill with me here on Max and Friends. Well, you know what? We're going to play something this is called the Super Tease, and this is Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. And when we're back, we're going to talk to Brianna, and we're going to figure out we're going to ask her, like, if she can give us the tea for this Thursday show.
The modeling industry today has undergone a complete makeover. With enough social media followers, today's it girl can become tomorrow's supermodel. As a former top model and businesswoman, I helped my daughters Gigi and Bella navigate this new world. Gigi is one of the most successful models working today. She's the face of the world's biggest designers and has graced the cover of Vogue over 20 times.
You have those sexy big billboards in mind, and really how you get there is first mastering how to be natural.
Bella was 2016's Model of the Year. She walked the runway for the top fashion houses and is the face of the most iconic beauty brands in the world.
I'm just like you guys, and I started out the same way. And
now I've started to manage new models to help young girls realize their modeling dreams. Love right here, beautiful face. Out of thousands of submissions, I've chosen 5 lucky girls. It's Brianna, Mackenzie, Michaela, Athena, and Lillian.
And right now we got one of them here on Max and Friends.
You're listening to Max and Friends with Max Tucci right here on LA Talk Radio.
What makes you think I'm not interested in fashion?
You have no style or sense of fashion.
I think that depends on what you're...
No, that wasn't a question.
Are we doing a before and after piece I don't know about?
We are doing a before and after piece that you don't know about. Welcome, Brianna, to Max and Friends.
Hi.
I'm so glad that you're joining us tonight, girl. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Well, you know, since you've been in the studio, like, your show, everybody wanted to talk to you and hear you again. So we played it. We had to, like, repeat the show. And that's the truth, girl. Let me spit my gum out. But and y'all thought I couldn't play basketball. I just got my gum into the waste paper reciprocal. Anyway, what's up, Brianna?
Hi, nothing much. I just got back home from a competition. Very long day.
You had your horse show today, yeah?
Yes,
I cool. did. So now, everyone who, if you're tuning in to Lifetime right now on Thursday nights at 7 p.m., that's the Pacific time, and 10 p.m. Eastern time, then you're going to watch Brianna and her mom, Jessica. And Jessica, y'all got to get her book, Date Like a Girl, Marry Like a Woman, and go right now and follow her, hashtag polished woman. She's the creator of that, a former model herself, and also just a really super cool mom, Mama Jer. So this coming week, like, we saw the tease, girl. Can you give us any scoop on what's happening on this Thursday?
Well, this Thursday, I can't say that much, but there's going to be a lot happening, you know, on the trailer for the next episode. We're going to meet with IMG, and me and my mom kind of have a little bit of an argument, and you kind of saw that. She kind of wanted to go home, and I said something, and then... So all that fun stuff is going to be happening.
It's all really going to be happening. And here's what's exciting about, you know, that, because modeling is one of your dreams, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Now, do you know what you need to make your dreams come true?
Well, Yolanda gave me some really good advice for now. I'm probably going to just, she wants me to stick to, like, my horseback riding, and she wants me to, like, stay in school until I'm about 16 or 17. And then when she said I'm 16 or 17, I'll probably go sign up with an agent and then take it a little bit more seriously.
All right. Well, you know what? I have a really cool lady in the house tonight here on Max and Friends, Dr. Dina Brown. Y'all can go find her right now on Twitter at Dr. Dina Speaks, on Instagram at Dr. Dina Speaks, and Facebook at Leadershift Academy. So that's my phone, because that's my T-Mobile kicking in, letting you know that T-Mobile needs to be up in here and get back on the airwaves of sponsoring my show. But Dr. Dina Brown, you know what she says, Brianna? That you need to act on your dream. So you need to acknowledge your power, control your mind, and turn failures into opportunities for growth. And I'm going to welcome Dr. Dina Brown on the show, because I know she can inspire you, because she is the Millennial Whisperer and the founder of the Millennial Leadership Institute. So Brianna, I kind of catfished you because I want you to live your dream to the fullest, girl. So, and all these girls, you know, who are watching your show, Brianna, this modeling competition, it gets pretty intense, doesn't it?
It does.
So, you know, and I want all the girls on your show to dream bigger and to dream just in general. So, Dr. Dina Brown, welcome to the show. Talk to Brianna how she could make her dreams of modeling come true and tell her what she needs to focus on.
All right, Brianna, glad to hear that you have some additional passions. But when you were sharing and when Max kind of catfished you, my skin began to crawl a little bit when you said, you know, so-and-so told me I need to do this and I need to do this and focus on this. The energy in your voice actually shifted and changed. And that's because that's not really your dream and where your passion lies. And oftentimes, people really don't pursue their dreams because of one of four reasons. And yours is the number one. They're discouraged to follow it because they're living somebody else's truth and not their very own. So if you want... Now, as a mom, as a parent, I'm not stepping into the parent realm and saying, disobey your parents. That is not what I'm saying at all. However, finding a happy medium so that you can still continue to pursue your dream and invest intentionally in action steps to do that. So part of the what Max shared with you, that you need to act or have action, that A is acknowledge your power, that obviously you have a talent, you have a gift, and that particular gift is the one that you should be sharing. And if you play small and you diminish that fire that burns, then you're going to have really lasting impact. So as you continue to grow as an individual, as a young lady, as a horseback rider, even as a model, if you do not begin to take intentional steps to manifest your dream on your terms, then your whole life is being set up for not success, but to live by default instead of by design. And you really definitely want to try to set yourself up for success.
You got that, girl?
I do. Wow, that was really good information.
And you know what I love about you, and this is what I think makes you so unique on the show, because you know I tune in every Thursday night on Lifetime, y'all. We're talking to Brianna from Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid. But I love like how cool you are. You're like the producer. Mm-hmm. That your mother was like, oh, like, and you're like, come on, girl, let's go. You had your dream. I love that. So like, you know, what's going on? I hear there's some like, you know, everyone on social media is like talking, you know, stuff about good and bad. But you know, it's like, I'm just so grateful you have this experience, aren't you?
Yes, I'm so grateful and thankful to have this experience and for my mom to agree to come along with this crazy ride, because it was not easy for both of us.
Right. No. Your mom had to live in a bunk bed. Laura, for,
I know.
Your mother, the polished woman, hashtag polished woman, date like a girl, marry like a woman, had to sleep in a bunk bed. Not only with you, but with roommates.
Mm-hmm. I know.
How was that experience for you?
I've never been in that situation before. I've never slept in a bunk bed with a roommate. And we all shared this little tiny bathroom with no hot water. And so if we wanted the hot water, we had to wake up extra early. And that was hard because my mom loves to sleep in, and so do I.
You know, if I were on that show, I probably would have called the health department. And then I would have gave them an episode. Mother, where's my hot water? I forgot I'm having teens on tonight. I got to watch my mouth. I was went there. I was in the whatever. But so, Brianna, this week we're going to look forward to watching you on the show. How is it being like in school right now with everyone knowing that you're on the show?
Well, my school has, they don't really have a lot of students because it's kind of like a homeschool slash like private school because it's like for flexible, they're just really flexible and they're for kids that are really busy and they have like a lot to do and with sports. So there's like 50 kids and they're all really, really nice and sweet. So they're all just.
That's cool. Not, well, you know, also yeah. Because what people need to know about you is that before the modeling and before the show, like you're like an intense horse rider. Didn't you just win like some kind of like, what was it, last week and I saw you got blue ribbon?
Yeah.
You know?
I do take it really seriously because I really enjoy this and I have so much fun doing it and it's really like, I love it, it's my passion and
yeah.
I've been doing it for such a long time that I'm just so used to it and
absolutely.
I love it. And I just don't mind driving 3 hours every weekend to
I hear
go
you.
Over this.
And you know what I find the most fascinating, because I know that people are going to judge, especially when like for kids who are busy. Mm-hmm. Brianna, y'all, I know because I know what you do. I'm friends with your family. You leave on a Thursday.
Yeah.
So you're not in school Thursday and Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday you're there, sometimes Monday. So it's not like she's boasting
yeah.
and saying, oh, busy kids. Because that's all you judges out there need to calm down and understand what's really happening in teen lives, because that's called bullying. Mm-hmm. And y'all need to back up because Uncle Max is on the scene tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Max and Friends. And I say that out of love because, you know, it's so easy to judge, especially teens. But don't judge someone if you don't know them. And just because you see them on TV, you think you know them. Y'all not friends.
Mm-hmm.
She's only got 50 in her school. And you ain't one of them. So don't worry about them, girl. You know what I mean? I got your back. Boo.
Yeah.
And I'm all about hashtag Team Brianna. So congratulations on the show. Mm-hmm. You have, what, 5 more weeks left?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh,
yes, we have five more weeks
of drama. I'm making
mm-hmm.
a model with
mm-hmm.
Brianna Hadid. All right, girl. Well, thank you for joining me here tonight. Hey, how can people find you on Instagram or Twitter? What do you want?
Thank you so much. On Instagram and Twitter, I am Brianna .Bunavad. My last name's a little tricky. But
you know what, girl? Don't worry. I'm going to tweet it on mine at Max Tucci, and everybody's going to know. So don't you worry. All right.
Yes.
Well, I love talking to you, and thank you for being on Max and Friends tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll talk to you later. You want to say goodnight, Dr. Brown?
Yes, I did. I want to say good luck, and I'm really excited the fact that you still are working towards your multiple passions and that you're not letting someone limit you and tell you that you have to be in a box. And so that's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
So continue to thrive. Don't ever settle for just surviving.
That's right. Thriving.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
Thriving. Shine on. I always say that I'm not here to survive. I'm here to thrive. Mm-hmm. I love you, girl. I'll talk to you. I'm going to see you this week, all right?
Love
Tell
you
your mom I said hi. Hey, Jessica. Jessica, you got to come on the show, girl. I hear you in the background, momager. Well, you know. hey, Jess, tell us how proud you are of your daughter.
What?
Tell us how proud you are of your daughter.
Oh, I'm so proud of her. She's just a really, really good teenager. I don't know. I'm so blessed to have one like her.
How was making
really
a model for you? Did that bring you guys closer together?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think one of the best things that that ever happened to this with this show is, you know, I hope I did this with both of my other two kids, but, you know, we've gotten so close. We tell each other everything, all our secrets, and we just, you know, I miss her when she's not around, and she misses me when I'm not around.
I'm sure. Well, I miss you when you're not on the show. So Dr. Brown has something to say to you, I think.
Yeah.
Well, again. Mama Bear, which is actually a compliment to do that. And you're doing a great job. And all of the work that you put into your daughter for her to actually pursue her dreams and actually manifest them, she definitely needs your support. And you can definitely hear from what she shared that relationship is key. And I'll say again, relationship, because even though she's still a teenager right now, you're building a foundation for her as an adult. And that relationship is going to be really solid. So great job.
Great job.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, I love you, Jessica. And Jessica, I'll see you tomorrow for lunch.
I love you. All right.
Have a beautiful night.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay, good night. Thank you so much, Doctor. Thank you, Ben.
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Ben.
Woo! LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. That was Brianna and Jessica from the new show Making a Model with Yolanda Hadid on Lifetime Television every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you are tuning in by now because I think we're in the third week. My girl, my little niece Kai is sitting here next to me, like feverishly texting. And I'm like, if you ain't promoting the show, girl, who you texting, girl?
I'm promoting. I'm promoting. He's listening in right now. Okay. So, you know.
Hey, Tommy. How you doing? What's up, Tommy? We should call him. He'd be like, good on the show. Call us 323-203-0815. Cool. If you got that number, then you can call. If you didn't, then have a little patience, because that's what we're playing right now on Max and Friends. And when we're back, we're going to talk to Dr. Brown, who's got a great book, 26 Powerful Affirmations to Activate the intentional leader. I thought it said international leader within
too.
You. That's what I am. I am the international leader. So I just, that was a conscious creation of that. But you know what? Dr. Brown's going to talk to that, and we're going to get one of those affirmations when we're back. But right now, patience on Max and Friends.
As me, how long has it been? How long will it be? When will come the morning? Drive the night away. Tell me, when will come the morning of a brighter day? Promised land, yeah. There's a river to cross and a mountain to climb. Patience, patience. Whoa.
I had to fade that out. That was a bad fade too.
LA Talk Radio. I'm
doing a millennial show and you don't even know what that song is. And they're like, how old is this song? But if I played this, I bet they would have known what it was.
The animals, trapped till the cage is full.
Sing it, Kaya.
The cage is full. Day is new and everyone is waiting on you. And you've got time.
See, they know this song, right?
This is the best song.
This song you know.
This gets me hyped before I even watch the show. I'm like in the moment.
There you go. Yeah. So you're in the moment right now, right?
I'm in the moment. I could watch it. And you're wearing an orange sweater, too.
Oh, it's I know, really, because orange is the new black.
It is.
Right?
Really?
It sure is. All their Dr. Remember Dean is like, really, girl? No, I'm thinking, like, let's just talk over this. Hey, Kaya.
The second time around.
Listen, we got to have fun on Max and Friends, because that's what it's all about, right? Hey, Dr. Nina, jump in front of your mic. You're like in Santa Monica.
I was in the moment. Like, I know, right? You're just in the moment of the song together.
You do. Right? All right. LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Thanks for joining us. If you're here for the first time, I've been here for like 10 years this May. So go to latalkradio.com/Max. You can get all of my shows there. And Dr. Dina Brown is with us, and her Yay. Book is 26 Powerful Affirmations to Activate the Intentional Leader Within You.
Yes.
Oh, that title, girl. So I'm going to open this book because I trust spirit and I trust source and I trust all that is, just to open it to where we need to be, right?
Yes.
And that's going to be the one we're going to focus on right now in the show. And then we're going to talk to Kaya. And this one is understanding. I make decisions where...
Hey.
You can't write this.
This is so creepy that we opened it to the same space.
I make decisions with the big picture in mind. Well, we're on the same frequency.
Y'all yes. were connected.
Okay, we all are connected, right? So I keep my priorities and goals in clear view so that regardless of their circumstances, I do what I know to be the right thing for me. Even if emotions run high in a disagreement or the distractions of the day try to take away my focus, I automatically think of the big picture. I ask myself, what is most important here? So for you tonight, Dr. Brown, what is most important for you here right now?
What's most important for me is being here to share and tell everyone that unless they have three things operating in their life right now, that their pluses and their minuses are not going to be manifested. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't definitely want the minuses manifested, but you definitely need to have clarity, consciousness, and consistency. And so being able to share that and tell people, if you want to manifest your dream, that you need to be clear on it. You need to be focused on what actually really is your dream, not what someone else is telling you, not what someone else gave you, not what you borrowed, and not something that you're too afraid to actually go after. And once you have that sense of consciousness behind it, then you sit there, you have an awareness, and you understand the why. And it's like Simon Sinek says, you know, get back, start with why. I say get back to why. Because sometimes when we lack clarity, then we don't really know, and we're a little bit confused of where that little passion's kind of started in our stomach. So when we have that consciousness, it's powerful. And only then can we lead ourselves to build consistent action steps to manifest. Because it takes action. It takes you doing something mm-hmm. to really reach your goals and your dreams.
It really does. You know, and you got to do your work. Mm-hmm. You know, that I'm a firm believer in doing your work. Mm-hmm. So, Kaya, you're here tonight because, you know, we're doing a millennial show with the Millennial Whisperer. And you can be. That's right. But, you know, I want to talk about dreams and how we can act upon them. Because even though you're the Millennial Whisperer, right. you know, this really this goes into everyone's life, no matter how old you are.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I love to have, like Whitney said, the children are our future. You know, and we need to have children that remember how to daydream. You know, we've taught kids not to daydream anymore and to, like, you know, the parents give kids pills to chill them out and then it crushes their daydreams and then they're, like, wondering, like how are we going to break that pattern of pathology that you installed into your child who doesn't daydream anymore? So, Kaya, being a teenager and a millennial, mm-hmm. like, like, you know, I don't even know what y'all dream about now, but I remember when I was a kid what I used to dream about, you know, like, what I wanted to do and be. Mm-hmm. So, for you, like, what is it now, like, what is one of your dreams that you want to manifest?
Well, I know for school, like when I'm in class, what I daydream about is getting out of that class. That's what I think about the whole time. I'm just counting down. But what I want to manifest
is being a comedian, clearly.
Nah, that's just on my own. I don't even have to practice for
right?
that.
True.
But I don't know. Well, I'm a writer, so, you know, I wrote an article about child marriage in the U.S. Ooh. And just trying to bring awareness to it because it was such like an undercover kind of thing. No one really knew about it. And so I wrote that and I published it and they published it in Teen Vogue, which was huge. But
hold on, back up. Because that was a dream of yours.
That was.
Right. Because I remember we were sitting in your room and you're talking about this and you're like, I don't know what to do. Da, da, da. And then you you acted upon it. You really
yeah.
did. You acknowledged your power. You controlled your mind and you turned opportunities into growth.
Yeah.
So did you reach out to Teen Vogue? How did that happen?
So, I gotta say, my mom is like my biggest supporter. She really pushed me for this because the whole time I was like, you know what? Why am I even writing this? A, no one's gonna look at it. Who's gonna take it? Why am I even doing this? And I'd write it and be like, this is not good enough. What am I doing? And my mom would be like, no, like, you keep pushing on. I'll help you. Like, we'll get through this. And she was like, okay, let's go to the biggest people and just work from there. Who do you want to send? I was like, Teen Vogue and Huffington Post. And she was like, let's do it. Let's find it. And we literally looked in the magazine, and all the editors and all the writers, their emails were right next to their names. So I emailed three, editors, and one of them emailed me back and was like, this is exactly what we've been looking for. And, you know, from a teen perspective, this is perfect. When can you have this done? And I was like, oh, my God, it's already done. I was like, okay.
You're like, click.
It took me so long. I didn't even believe it when they first said yes. I was like, this is not happening. Like, let me just wait it out. Like, I don't think. Even when they sent in, like, a paper to me saying, you know, Teen Vogue contract, I was like, whatever. All my friends, once it got published and was out, all my friends were like, why didn't you tell us? And I was like, because I didn't
think
it was going to happen. Like, it was such a dream the whole time.
But you know what I love, too? Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of people that aren't on your team mm-hmm. and my team and everyone's team, you know.
Right.
And so, I, you know, I Dr. Brown, You know, speaking of Dr. Brown, I would love me a can of Dr. Brown right now, right? Next time I'm going to have some in the studio. But, you know, for me, and I think it's smart what Kaya did, but is it dangerous to protect your dream?
The best answer I can give you is that it depends. Mm-hmm. Is that it's your dream. Mm. Only you can manifest it the way that the divine needs for it to be manifested. So when you say protect it, mm-hmm. what I would think, you're protecting it from any outside negative energies that's going to disrupt it.
Okay.
Even yourself, and see your mom as a powerful manifester, you needed that cheerleader. And that's what I loved about your story, because you were focusing, am I good enough? Am I capable? And she came back to the I am, and she mm-hmm. helped you embrace the power of I am. And once, even through that fact that you still like, I'm kind of sort of not, she's still saying, we're going to do this. And she began to speak that. And she kept start asking you questions. And that's why people have coaches to ask those questions.
Yeah.
What do you want to do?
Like my coach.
Absolutely.
She was really, it wouldn't have been done without her. I truly would have just been sitting at home and having that if only. I wouldn't have done anything.
Dr. Dina, you know, speaking of coaching, you are the founder of the Millennial Leadership Institute.
Right. That's a whole lot to say.
That's good.
You said it.
Right? It is good. So do you coach people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't coach everybody.
Right.
And I say that because unless you're ready to shift or move, I can't work with you.
That's right.
I'm not going to waste my time, your money, or my energy and efforts, because when I speak and I work with you, change is going to happen. Mm-hmm. So my clients actually call me the catalyst, because mm-hmm. I make shift happen.
That's
and
right.
And we're going to get down and dirty and ugly, and we're going to be a family, because you're not going to like me all the time. I'm not going to like you either, which is why I don't work with everybody, because I need you to understand that we're going to pull back the layers of an onion, mm-hmm. and we're going to get down to that. So that cheerleader piece, no, you will not quit. Mm-hmm. And so you ask
now,
the question.
Let me ask you, because mm-hmm. a lot of kids too will find that to be annoying.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially from a parent.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so then all of a sudden the shift happens into like, I don't need you right now. Mm-hmm. Get up out my face, right? Mm-hmm. But meanwhile, the parent's like encouraging mm-hmm. the child, but the teen child, the millennial, doesn't want to receive it. So how can millennials receive support from a parent knowing that it's not nagging, it's promoting?
Part of it is relationship building, mm-hmm. and it doesn't start with today. So if you've never had a relationship with your child and you've built and you didn't talk to them, then you can't come in that day and say, okay, now do this. So you got to go back to the root cause, and then you're going to have to stay the course mm-hmm. if you really want to help them. And you have to realize that they probably don't, it's going to take a while to build trust. You have to know, like, and trust them, and even your parents. So my son, who I said, you know, you're getting all this like awesome advice for like free. Do you know what people have to pay me to get this? And even though he kind of acts like he's not listening to me, Xavier, I know that you are, he'll do this. I start listening to him talk to his friends, and I start asking, why did all the parents want him to come over? He's coaching them. You
think
I
do that too, actually. Yeah.
And they're like, we like him because he's really stable. He's like solid for them. He helps them say, you define yourself. Why are you listening to people? And he literally acts as a coach. I'm like, are you getting paid? But no. But anyway, so they do. But that has been a lifetime of building relationship. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to like me. And I don't even like you sometimes. I love you, though. Mm-hmm. And I want the best for you. And I show you by my actions.
Right. And there
you
went.
That's so true, though, because like for all parents, you may like start talking, and you think we've got our headphones in, mm-hmm. and we are listening to our music, but then at the same time we are like taking in certain information to be like, oh, like that actually helps me, or you know what, I can use that later on, because I know I do that, but I'm like, whatever, mom, like I don't care, I'm not
right. Meanwhile, you're digesting everything,
and I'm totally listening to a bunch of stuff. And yeah, my mom's caught me and been like, haven't I said that to you before? I'm like, no. Like, no, I came up with this
exactly.
Yeah,
while I had my pods in my ear, I heard everything and I came up with it, girl.
Yeah, but it does really help, like, yeah, because my mom and I, we did argue the whole, like, a lot of the times mm-hmm. when we were writing, because I was like, no, I'm sick of it. Like, I'm done. I don't want to, like, have to go through this. My own mind stress, my own mm-hmm. mind, you know, clutter. And she was like, no, you could, like, you got to do this. But I think it definitely depends on how you approach it.
Absolutely.
And how you, like, work it out with your kid, because sometimes it does get, like, annoying and you're like, no, stop.
But you have to teach your children how to communicate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how to respond back. And that was one of the things for years I did. And I'd say, okay, let's rewind the tape. And before I exploded, I had to also get over myself. So why mm-hmm. do I work with millennials, and why do I have such relationships and they gravitate? It's because I'm already over myself.
Right.
And I laugh at myself. I realize I'm just as goofy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I take the trash out, you know, PhD, and I take the trash out too, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes. So a lot of it is you have to get over yourself.
Absolutely.
If you want
and get
to
out
train
your own
them
way.
Yeah. And get out of your own way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's fun. Well, you know what? It just dawned on me that, like, I have all women on my show tonight. I really do. Jessica, Brianna, Dr. Dina, Kaya.
It's better that way, though.
You know what? It is just a Wonder Woman thing. And you know what? It's like in the movement of hashtag me too, which I appreciate. And I know there's been a lot of stuff going on around that. I'm focusing now on hashtag time's up. Mm. So I really like shifting things. And I think we need to shift into the hashtag of time is up. Like, because that's going to really shift the consciousness of people to realize that mm-hmm. we don't, like, the time is up. The time is up. But we're going to talk about that when we get back. Time is up. And but stay here right now, Max and Friends, because I got some Wonder Women in the house. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Tweet me at Max Tucci and join the conversation. We're having a fun one tonight with my guest, Dr. Dina. You can reach her on Twitter at Dr. Dina Speaks and also on Instagram at Dr. Dina Speaks. Kaya's here tonight, too, because we're talking about teens and millennials and the millennial whisperer. Dr. Dina's in the house tonight. But we were just talking about hashtag me too and hashtag time's up and all that. But before the time is up, like, Dr. Dina and I are going to talk about this real quick. Then Kai and I are going to do a Q&A. We're going to shoot it over to Dr. Dina. But Dr. Dina, before we went to Wonder Woman, you were saying hashtag what now?
Hashtag not me.
And why'd you say that?
I said that because I see the movements that are going on, but then I open up Instagram, I'm looking at magazines, and I'm seeing women who are exploiting themselves for pay and money, and they're getting fame off their butt. Mm-hmm. And so, and they're... this would drove me nuts. I would open Instagram and I'm looking for inspiration, and literally every woman there is butt towards the camera, and there's either tight leggings on and things like that, and I would go look at their followers, and they'd have 40, 50,000 followers and then some. So I know some of the strategy is, if you want Instagram followers, you need to do something to exploit yourself. So I thought, you know what would be a great hashtag is not me, meaning I am not going to exploit myself.
Come on now.
In order for profit. Mm-hmm. And that, again, if that's what I do as a fitness model, great. I'm not talking about fitness model pictures. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying that there's some blatantly, overly sexualized images in order to gain followers. I don't know if you've guys seen that, but I have.
Yeah, that's all through high school. That is, you're like, oh, who came to the school now? Oh, there we go.
There we go.
You're like, I got to look at her whole body before I actually got to know her. So,
exactly.
You know.
Well, you know what? It just happens. And so does the show. So we're going to carry on with it. But I like that hashtag because, you know, it brings us into a shift of consciousness. So, and really, and creative consciousness and creating your reality. And also, you're the source. You know, we say that here all the time. Speaking of source, I want you to go get the book right now from our girl at My Power Talk, or Donna B. or Not. You can get her book, which is hashtag Know the Truth. Speaking of books, y'all can get Dr. Dina Brown's book, which is a great book, 26 Powerful Affirmations to Activate the Intentional Leader Within You. So, but right now, Kai and I are going to, like, have a little Q&A with you, Dr. Dina. Is that
okay,
cool?
Absolutely.
All right, girl. So, Kaya, what do you want to say?
Okay, so what are the four common reasons why people have trouble identifying their dream?
Number one, some people are discouraged from dreaming. Like Max said earlier, is that very early on that someone told them not to dream or that it's stupid and that maybe it's just too big, or they tell them why they can't instead of why they can. Another is that people have been hurt by and disappointed. It's almost like that sense of fear. For instance, when you're young, parents just say, oh, let them touch the fire, because then they'll be too afraid to ever touch it again. But you don't realize how that's forming a powerful mentality for you.
So a helicopter parent.
Absolutely. But even a helicopter parent. You know, that was just days. I mean,
but you know the new one? Like, we were in South. This is what reminds me of South Asia. We're going to talk about the other two common reasons why. But a parent said to the father, honey, touch the slide. Make sure it's not hot. And we're like, right, because then this kid, like, every time the father's got to touch the slide, now make sure, let the kid get burnt once and he'll touch the slide for himself, right? So, and that's the thing about dreaming. Let's segue it into that, because once one of your dreams comes true, and I promise you they do with your work attached to them.
That's right.
Oh, I gotta speak, man. I gotta take a breath. I try to get it all out at once. But once your first dream comes true, I promise you, you'll know how to dream again and how to activate the dream within you. Mm-hmm. So Kaya was asking the four common reasons why people have trouble identifying their dreams. Mm-hmm. And the other two are?
You have people who have just gotten comfortable with just settling for less. And that is easy. It's easy to do. Why try? Why? Again, instead of pushing for an A on your paper, how many times, and as a former school principal and educator, they'd say, what's the least I have to do to pass? Oh, and people begin to live their life.
So what is
that.
The least? Guys, like, C-. I need to take some notes.
If you have a C, you don't have to go to summer school.
I see, for me, and why I had such a great relationship with my students, is that I never let them settle for mediocrity.
Right.
And mediocrity begins with me, and I tell them that you can't do that. I won't allow you to do that. You're going to be extraordinary, because I don't hang out with anybody less than.
Come on now. And so, we just got church up in here,
I know,
Dr. Dina.
We got the church. It's Saturday night. And then the fourth is that people lack confidence.
Mm.
And this comes with a host of reasons why. And it goes back to the other three that was before, that they don't know how to start. They don't know what to do. And then so many times they felt like, I just can't. They deal with, am I good enough? Instead of, I am this, and whatever falls, I am, so you shall be.
That's right. And, you know, I always talk about micromanaging the now. Always bring it back to the now. I am. So, you know, people get stuck. So why do so many people get stuck, and why are they unable to move forward, Dr. Dina?
Is that people spend more time planning for happy hour, their next outfit, and where they're going on vacation than they do to put in action steps to manifest their dreams. Mm. Because for them, that takes intentional action, as opposed to, I think that's the fear takes most of the part, because you're afraid, if I don't try, then no one can say I couldn't do it.
Mm.
And so they ignore that and they pass over it. But I can go to happy hour because it's from 4 to 7 and I'm going to get a...
Meanwhile, your dream is 24/7.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. 24/7 dreaming.
It is to the max. And I dream that way. I do dream 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, for instance, I just discovered this model, Fatu.
I saw that.
Yeah, let me tell you, when I discovered her on the subway, I was like dreaming huge for her, like campaigns and editorials and all of that. And, you know, like, I can't dream bigger for you than you can for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and she had the dream, and literally it took 8 months. We talk about making a model. Right. I'll go look at Fatu Job Official, FATOUJOBE Official on Instagram. Follow her there. Because literally, since last week when we got her signed at State Management, her first editorial was shot 2 days ago.
Wow.
And I already saw that in her when I saw her in the subway. That's why I approached her.
What do you see,
like,
for me, Max? Can you
we're going to talk about that maybe after the show. But no, I'll tell you what I see for you. I see greatness. I do. Yeah. And you know what? Since we're on that subject right now, I'm tapping into Source, because I am Source for my reality.
Yes.
I do see, you know, like Dr. Dina Brown. I see the Millennial Whisper on LA Talk Radio.
Absolutely.
So there's a possibility for that.
Yes.
But and I also see a show for Kaya, like a Teen Talk Live.
Ooh, yeah.
And I wrote down, you'll see here, when you just said, like, all you need is a seat. I was like, ooh, she got hashtag teen tips.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, how to cheat your way through high school and don't get caught, basically.
But you know what? There's an art to that.
It's a business. School's a business.
It is. But we can make an acronym from the word cheat and make it a positive, because we always want to speak life into
helping.
It.
Helping.
That's right. Changing, efficient. I got to go back to school. C-H-E-A-G.
Creating habits, effectively applying.
Techniques.
Okay. Techniques. Oh, well, that's good.
That's how you cheat.
I'm going to say that to all my teachers and I'll be like, I'm not not cheating. I'm just...
You are...
I am cheating. Yes, let me break it down for you.
And this is how I'm cheating. I'm applying techniques. And they're... No,
there
I love it.
There we go.
But, you know, that's what makes... I love that we laugh, you know, because kids are going through some shit right now.
Woo.
You know, and I'll say it just as simple as that. There was a shooting at school in where was it? Not Kentucky. Let's just say another state in America, because there's one almost every day.
Let's say West Virginia.
It was maybe not Tennessee. It was somewhere like where it's like, you know, home on the range with a deer and the antelope. I'm going to get hate mail for that. But that's America, the beautiful. You know, the fact that there are shootings in schools right now is enough to make a teen not want to dream.
Absolutely.
Isn't it, Dr. Dina?
Absolutely.
And that's one way you can get stuck.
You totally get stuck with that because you look at your situation and your circumstances as opposed to your possibilities.
Mm.
And that you need to not get stuck on what you see and get rooted and act on what you know.
So how do we get unstuck? What's one thing someone can start right now to say, I can get unstuck from dreaming?
Is to write it down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing they need to do. Mm-hmm. And then create literally one thing that they can do today to make the next thing happen. It might not get to the big part of the dream.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if I today write down that I want to write this article, and then I say tomorrow I am going to write two sentences. You don't have to start with 1,000 things. Start small, because
right.
the same shift needed to do the big is what's needed to do the small.
To do the initial.
Right.
Yeah.
So just
and
start.
Then you'll see you can't do two sentences. You'll do 12.
Right. And then you just start building right. upon that. So as long as you're moving forward, even in small incremental steps, you're moving forward. And
absolutely.
Those small wins lead to your great gains.
You know, it's true. It is true. Don't? Isn't that good? And you know, Jackie Collins, my auntie Jackie, used to come here all the time, Max and Friends. Like she said about writing a book. If you want to write a book, I told this to Rolanda Watts, who has her book, Destiny Lingers. There's my phone again. I think it's Rolanda. Speaking of Rolanda
she
Watts.
She should come in.
Right, get her book, Destiny Lingers.
Yes.
But the advice that Jackie Collins said to write a book was write one page a day for 1 year and you have 365 pages.
That's right.
But Kaya, you know, I know you're tapped into source, girl. So what are some ways that you want to tell millennials and teens in general, like how they can dream and get unstuck? Like what do you do?
Well, for me, I actually like that because I kind of struggle with getting stuck, with getting stuck in my own way as I start thinking. And, you know, you have, you know, those quiet moments where your mind kind of starts going into that negative, dark spin.
Mm-hmm. Failure.
And, yeah, basically, you know, I'm going to fail. What if it's not good enough? What if?
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I just take myself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just kind of sit back and I start writing. You know, I either write poems or I write in my journal.
Or write articles for Teen Vogue.
Yeah, or that.
Good for
whatever.
You. I love it. No, but that's what you do. You're a writer.
Yeah. So, you know, you got to find your creative outlet. You got to find something that, you know, will de-stress yourself so that you can get back into your positive mindset to, you know. And you got to surround yourself with supporters, you know. Because if you surround yourself with people who also don't have, like, dreams or in the same mindset, then they're just going to hold you back or bring you down.
Absolutely.
Or make you want to fail, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about failure. Kai's got a question.
Why are people so traumatized by failure?
Wow. Because it hurts and it stinks. And who in the world wants to fail or feel like that they are not actually doing something that they really want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And so when that happens the first time, now, if you haven't, your environment, I love what you said about that. Your environment is really powerful. So if you're young and you don't get something right and your parents say, okay, you know what, try again.
Mm.
It's okay, try again. But how many times and how many situations and how many families when someone fails, look at you, you're a failure.
Mm-hmm.
So people are listening what they've been hearing, been pouring into them.
Mm-hmm.
Look at music. Music takes you up or takes you down. The words that are spoken into your life can also traumatize you the whole time. So it doesn't, people think, oh, this is because of me right now. No, look at your history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at your history. Look at your foundation. Look at your environment. Look at your supporters. And I love the fact that you always say, my mom was like, no, you're not going there.
Because she knows how, like, I'm pretty lazy. When I get to it, I procrastinate. I'm lazy. I do my homework the day before. Like, after this, I got to go do my homework. Let's do tomorrow. And so, yeah, I really do, like, I did need someone to, you know, keep pushing me on and keep, you know.
Right, motivating you.
Yeah.
But now let me ask you a question, Dr. Dina.
Yes.
What is it, like... I have to, like, just give me a minute, y'all. Give me a minute. I want to phrase this properly.
Okay.
You know, and that's why I'm struggling with, because I know I can just blurt it out right now, but it's not conscious.
Okay.
And I got to remember my audience tonight, because I could throw a good MRF up in here. But you know, when parents have dreams for their children that aren't their children's or child's dream, you know, and what do you say about that?
I say that,
you see?
Be prepared, because I'm also understanding, like, there's, you know, different parents out there. And so I can just tell you from my own perspective, because my son, who, and my world revolves around Xavier. It really does.
So does
he's
my
he's
mom.
The best thing that's ever happened to me, my greatest achievement. And for him, academically, he doesn't always show up like he can show up.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to have multiple degrees, even being a school principal, he was in my school and not turning in work. I'm like, I know what your teachers gave you before they gave it to you. You know?
Oh, that's and, tough living with you as
okay.
a kid.
Right. And he's like, oh, okay, don't teacher me or don't you know, principal me. And then I thought about, you know, what do I want for my son, for him to do something that he loves and is passionate about it. And so I began to speak and say, whatever you choose to do, just be the best at it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's taken me having to step outside of myself.
Mm-hmm. And allowing him to be him.
And right. And I just said, and I then go to my own therapy meditation room. So I meditate every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And I speak life.
Me too.
Right. And, you, and I say, I am thankful that I have a child that can think for himself.
Right.
I am thankful that I'm in an environment. So I just speak those things over and over again because that's what I want to put out in the universe so that he can cultivate for himself. Because we have the, now you'll like this, we have the law of 1890 in our house. At 18, you got 90 days. Bye bye, boo. Bye, Felipe. Bye,
no
Felicia.
Way.
You need to go out and make yourself a place in the world.
I was
and
like, I'm so happy I live with my mom.
No. My mom was like, you don't have to leave till you're 40.
I was like, he has to go. And we've been saying this since he's been like 5 or 6 years old. Like,
you're out.
But I taught him, he knows how to cook.
Yeah.
He knows how to shop. And I said, I need you to be a viable, successful adult. And that means you're going to make some mistakes. And all I say is just try not to make ones that are huge, but make it, get over it, and move past it.
Face it, erase it, replace it.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you know, I'm just feeling, like, you know, the question again of, like, how do I break it down? For instance, if a teen does, or a millennial, or anyone in general, someone who you love, and we can really bring this to any point of view.
Right.
But, wants to be a baker, let's say, and you are like, no, I want you to be a football player or a soccer player, right? And parents will do that.
Absolutely.
You know, they'll try to dream for their child. And then what they're doing is they're snuffing out their child's dream of doing what they want to do because they think that they need to do what the parent dreams upon
they're,
them.
They're creating a
system. Does that make sense?
No, it makes absolute. I have a client actually right now, and my client is closer, you know, to 30, and the very same thing. And because of their cultural background, their parents dictated what they needed to do. And so the person wanted to be a designer. The person got accepted to go to France and do some design. However, they got into Cornell, and so they went and they dropped out because they still did. And they said, well, my dad, you know, because they come from a Chinese background family, you will either be a doctor, an engineer, or a design. These are your options.
Right.
And right now,
patterns
she's
and
still
pathology.
Dealing with those issues, and she's still having a breakthrough for her to even today. Mm-hmm. And what we work on is her manifesting and even growing her business because she's gotten in that habit of, I'm just doing whatever because that's what they want me or expect me to do.
And then someone like Dr. Dina comes in and breaks the pattern and pathology.
Oh, my God.
Right? Well, you know what? We're going to have to wrap the show up because that's how time flies when you're on Max and Friends.
Yeah. Awesome.
I'm glad you all joined me tonight, and everyone who tuned in, thank you. This year, I'm celebrating 10 years in May of being here on LA Talk Radio. When I first joined, it was BBS Talk Radio, and you were listening to the Max. Now you're listening to Max and Friends. And thank you, Monroe King, who sings my intro for Max and Friends, who's got the recipe for life, Tommy. That's right.
Oh, my God.
Check it. Don't think I don't find out the scoop.
Uh-oh.
Why are you all red, Kaya?
Before he goes, I want you to talk about your travel and how to follow you on Instagram.
Oh, okay. So my regular Instagram is at Kaya Callahan.
That's right.
At
and your teen traveler
Callahan?
One is?
Yeah. It's one of those.
Yeah.
And then I have a top teen traveler, so it's just at top teen traveler. And you know, at one point, that was another dream of mine. You know, I was like, what am I doing with all these photos of, like, when I travel and all these things that I do? And,
you
know,
travel, girl, with your mom.
We do. We've at least done, you know, 2 trips every summer and then usually 1 winter break.
Let me call that real quick and then we got to wrap up. Okay. The reason why Kaya travels so much, too, is because her mama, Eva LaRue, who's one of my best friends in the whole world.
And my new best friend.
You all know her from CSI Miami and before that, All My Children. And we were having fun, like,
oh,
my children. We were watching, Kai was watching clips from, like, 1994.
It was so weird.
Wasn't it, with your mom and dad?
It was weird to watch my mom and dad, and I was like, y'all are terrible. Like, was like watching. I was like, this is.
Wait, what was it like, Brooke?
I'm like, no.
Why are you here? Here's some brownies.
Have some brownies.
Okay, well, you gotta see them. This is just hilarious.
No, and then they do the face, and they're like. But it wasn't me.
But it was. Why
then,
are you at my apartment?
And then the eyebrow lift. And then they've got like the little, right. Like the why.
Why are you here?
Why?
But I made brownies.
Brooke, what are you doing?
And look at the rabbits
on
my wall.
Do you want some tea now?
Right. The tea kettle starts to hissle. John walks in. Edmund. Brooke, why are you here?
He has the same tone of voice. I was like, that is not my father. It's like, what have you done with John Callahan?
Right. But so before we bounce, tell us real quick about Tina. Then I got to wrap this up like a good present.
But basically, I created my own Instagram. So I was like, you know what? Let's just start something. And then once I did my article, I created a website, KayaCallahan.com, where it's got my top teen traveler, a lot of my blog posts, and also my article where you can find
and your limited edition hoodie tops that are no longer, but you have a new batch coming out.
I do.
I'm obsessed with that hoodie top. I need one.
It's cute. It's really, it's, and they're comfy.
And they're comfy and cute.
And I love them.
Don't you love it? 16 and sold out of her merchandise. Just like that. But your mom has a really good site too, which is the luxury travel blog. So
I don't even know it.
That's all right. She can come and plug it herself next time she's here. Cool. But we'll tweet it. So Dr. Brown, before we go, we got to wrap this up. Something that you want to have people take into this week with them.
I want them to take into this week that they are who they think they are. Mm-hmm. And then once they speak it, they actually put it out in the universe, and it's going to come back to them. So be very cautious and careful what
that's
you say.
That's right. Good or, I don't even like the word, the B word, but just good. Throw out that's the right. good. Kaya, what do you want people to take with them this week? Some kind of inspiration that you're going to take with you. Yeah, what would you take with you into this week?
Oh, Lord.
That's a good one.
I guess always be positive and, you know, work hard.
Yeah, that's, you know what, that's a powerful affirmation in Dr. Dina's book, too. Positive. But you know what? I'm going to tell you all to dream big and then dream bigger. And believe in yourself because you can achieve anything you want. You are the creator and the source of your reality and your destiny, just like I am too. So I love you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. You can join me every Sunday night here on LA Talk Radio. And until then, good night and good karma. I'm your host, Max Tucci, for Max and Friends.